to that strong start?
You know, let's start with everything. Really, you know, we talked about Pittsburgh the other night. Obviously, this team's been playing well here. We traveled, hostile environment, and we came out. We had a great start. We scored early and, you know, gave us a lot of life.
You talked about the willingness, your team needing to have the willingness to win a 1-0 game, and the second period looked like a textbook example of that.
Yeah, we did. You know, folks, you know, the start obviously helps. You get into your game, and I thought we had a, you know, real good pace in the first period. You know, frustrated them, came out in the second. Obviously, you know, between periods, you know, they're going to get talked to by their coach, and they're going to come a little harder, and we had to be ready for that, match their intensity, and we did a good job of it.
Having Greeny back there gave you some more mobility, and it looked like, it, given his ice, that you seemed to have faith and confidence in him to go those minutes.
Yeah, and you know what? Having Greeny back allows Carly to back off his minutes a little bit. We keep him a little fresher, maybe a little sharper, and, you know, it trickles down through the lineup.
Do you feel like tonight's game was a blueprint of how you want this team to play and just being able to follow through on everything from start to finish?
Yeah, I mean, it's not always going to be so simple. You don't always score that early, but, you know, obviously for us it was important. We needed it. They're ahead of us, and, you know, two back-to-back nights against the same team, which is really, really weird. It's like six periods in a row, and you know what? It was good that we executed a lot of good things. You know, we'll enjoy it for a little bit, and then tomorrow we're going to refocus.
Is that the biggest challenge after a win like this where everything seems to go well? You have to just forget it and do it all again?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and they know that. You know, this is a good hockey team over there, and we got a couple of breaks. You know, the power play goal kind of iced it. The last one doesn't really count. We're going to have to refocus because they'll be better tomorrow.
What did you think of Ovi tonight?
Good. Solid.
When he's able to stay involved in the second period, when there's not a lot of offense, but he's back checking and getting those hits, is that what you want to see out of him?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about this, and he was more involved in the game, and he needs to do the little things that let his game evolve and let his backy and Marcus evolve their games as well. And you know, he ends up getting his goal, right? In the PP, it was late, but it doesn't matter. He's going to get it. He made a great play in the second goal. You know, and then he makes a good play on Baggy. So, you know, he's gonna get plenty of chances. We know that.
The second game in a row where all four of your lines have had some sustained offensive territorial shifts, and I got to think that's something you need to carry forward.
Yeah, and that's, you know, tonight was the first game all year we've been pretty much ready to roll four lines. It wasn't a power play for a long time. We got everybody involved in the game. Both teams did when it comes to that. And you know, we got everybody to get their legs, and, you know, it's tough environment. Everybody got to skate. We got into the game.
Given his workload, do you go back to Brandon tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see in the morning. You know, see how he feels. You know, obviously it's going to be considered.
And what did you think of Mike Green in his first game back?
Good. Really good. He felt good. Took some hits. Was involved in the play. He looked like he had no pain.
Thanks.
Thanks.